Live from the historic parsonage of 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It's Iron Sharpens Iron, a radio platform on which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us, "Iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." Matthew Henry said that in this passage, quote, "We are cautioned to take heed whom we converse with, and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better." It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next hour, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. Now here's our host, Chris Arnton.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at IronSharpensIronRadio.com. This is Chris Arnes and your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Thursday on this 23rd day of August 2018. And I do not believe that I am exaggerating when I say that today's interview is a historic radio event in the history of broadcasting. And I'm talking about my interview today for the very first time ever with Thomas Evans, President and General Manager of Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated. And today we are announcing the return of Family Radio as friend, ally, and platform for Christ's Church. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Tom Evans.
Chris, pleasure. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the honor of inviting me onto your program.
And I want to right away give our listeners our email address. If you have a question for Tom Evans about Family Radio, about the amazing transitions and transformations that the station is going through, the network is going through, please give us an email at chrisarnzen@gmail.com, C-H-R-I-S. A-R-N-Z-E-N @gmail.com. Please, as always, give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Before we even go on to hear a summary of the history of Family Radio, and then, of course, more importantly, to announce these transitions that Family Radio are going through, especially because these are transformations that are answers to prayer. No doubt the prayers of many thousands of Christians globally that have longed for the day when Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated had returned to an orthodox position on theology and the Church of Jesus Christ. But I think it's a good idea for our listeners who are unfamiliar with you, Tom, for you to give a summary of your own salvation testimony, the kind of religious atmosphere you were raised in, if any, and what providential circumstances our Sovereign Lord raised up in your life that drew you to Him and saved you.
Great. Thanks, Chris. I was raised in a large Catholic family in Southern California, and my parents moved the family to a town in Southern California, Newport Beach, and it was there in and around 1980. We lived next door to a group of young men that were Christians who met together in the mornings, and one morning they invited me and said, "Hey, Tom, why don't you come over and pray with us?" And at first I was, I don't know if I want to do that, but over time I just observed these young men, and they seemed to be genuine. And so I agreed and went over, sat with them, prayed with them, and over the course of a couple of months, they gave me a Bible. And I began to read the Bible, and God began to open my eyes. So it wasn't long, probably a year, year and a half, when God began to open my eyes to the truth of salvation, that it is indeed by grace. It is by His election rather than by our choice. And I began to just, one of the first changes that took place in my life was the belief, the conviction that indeed the Bible is the Word of God. And that's, that conviction has stayed with me throughout my life until this point.
Praise God for that. And so how did you get involved in family radio?
Great question. I was going to school. In fact, I had read a book by a well-known Reformed pastor of the 19th century. And he suggested, there was a question a young man asked him, what should I do to prepare for the ministry? And he said, get a degree. Go get a degree in history or some kind of degree like that to help prepare you. That pastor's name was Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon.
Amen.
So I began down that path. I was accepted to Berkeley here, UC Berkeley here in Northern California. And some friends of mine who were missionaries in Southern California, they're getting ready to go to Costa Rica. They said, hey, Tom, when you're up in Northern California, look up this man by the name of Harold Camping. He has some quirky ideas, but he's someone that is Reformed and someone that you can, you know, I would like to, we wanted to introduce you to. So I was a student working on campus, and I had a lot of time on my hand at night. I had a great job on campus that allowed me to study, and I began to listen to the Open Forum program. So a matter of a couple of months, I finally went to that. Mr. Camping was hosting a Sunday school at a Christian Reformed Church in Alameda, which is a neighboring town of Berkeley. Went there, began to, you know, sit under Mr. Camping's teaching. And one of the things that impressed me most at the time about Mr. Camping was his command of Scripture. The man knew Scripture. So when I graduated, Mr. Camping approached me and said, hey, Tom, why don't you come to work, consider coming to work for Family Radio? And that was in 1986. I did agree to that, to my parents' chagrin. And I came to work for Family Radio in 1987.
Now, why was it to your parents' chagrin, just out of curiosity?
Well, my parents were Catholic.
Oh, okay.
And thought that I was wasting my education.
Right. Well, I think now that you have mentioned specifically Mr. Camping, why don't you tell us a brief history, a summarized history of Mr. Camping and how he founded Family Radio and how the network rose to the position of prominence in the Christian church as it had done, especially amongst Reformed Christians. Remained as a favorite and a bulwark of the truth until approximately 1993 or so. But if you could tell us about the story.
Sure. Be glad to. Yeah, Family Radio was formed actually in as a nonprofit ministry in 1958 and went on the air. It's first FM station back when AM was, you know, FMs were not well known. The FM frequency was not well known amongst people, radio listeners. AM was the dominant. But Family Radio went on the air on February 4th, 1959, in a one FM station here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so over the course of the next 30 years, 40 years, Family Radio continued, had a pretty broad lineup of a lot of different teachers and music, increasingly became well-known. It was sort of, in many circles, Family Radio was a pioneer because we began as a listener-supported ministry entirely, and that was somewhat unusual back in that day, and even today it's still rare. Today, Family Radio is still entirely listener-supported, but at the time, it was very unusual. So Family Radio began to grow. When I started in 1987, there were 8 stations throughout the U.S., 8 major stations, New York, Los Angeles, San Diego. Then the next, in the 90s, and the early 2000s, mid-2000s, Family Radio grew to 66 stations, and I think almost 100 translators throughout the U.S. You know, so it was a pretty large network. But things began to change, like you mentioned, in 1992. Mr. Camping gathered the staff here at Family Radio and told the staff that he had written a book entitled 1994, and then it had a question mark. And there was some dispute about that, but Mr. Camping, from 92 to 94, began to actively talk about the end of the world possibly occurring. In fact, he said at one point 99.9% sure that it was going to happen in September of 1994. Well, that came and went, Family Radio went through a transition in the 90s. In fact, Mr. Camping had in 96, he had bypass surgery, but things began to quiet, and listeners began to return to Family Radio. And then right around 2000, Mr. Camping came out with his end of the church age doctrine. He became convinced in his study of the book of Acts and the book of John, and he publicly began to announce on open forum and his family Bible study that indeed God had left the churches, or God's, the Holy Spirit. So that began and launched, family, that drove a wedge, obviously, with the churches. That created a tremendous amount of contention. And then you have, beginning in 2006, Mr. Camping came out with the 2011 prediction, and that started slow until Mr. Camping had an interview with a San Francisco news reporter who published his prediction, and that sort of launched the secular. Actually, Mr. Camping always said, look, I'm not going to rely on the church at all. The church is not going to spread this news, but rather I'm going to rely on the secular newspapers and media organizations to spread the word about the end of the world, May 21. Actually, at the time, it was October 21, 2011.
Just to go back in time a little bit, so people have more of an idea of who Harold Camping was. He was a Christian Reformed Church elder, correct?
Yes.
And he was he an architect? Tell me something about where he was involved in the construction field or the architectural field.
Sure. He was an engineer.
Engineer, right.
Engineer by training, yep. And he had started his own business after World War II. He had his own business, Camping Construction. He specialized in building churches. He at the time, was very much involved as a layman. In fact, I think he was one of very few laymen that were invited to the synod. They had their annual synod, the Christian Reformed Church. And he was very active. He was a very active member of the Christian Reformed denomination until his departure in 1988.
And he departed in 88 for what reason? Because I know a lot of pastors departed the Christian Reformed Church over liberalism. Not that the pastors that left were liberal, but that the denomination was increasingly becoming more liberal.
No, it wasn't for that reason. Well, I think that was a contributing factor. But the consistory had asked Mr. Camping to step down briefly for a period of time as a teaching elder. And he refused to do that. So he said, "No, I'm a teacher. I'm going to go, and I'm going to start." And basically, he started his own church.
Oh, so that's what he did, and that was an independent church.
Yeah, it was called the Bible Reformed Church of Alameda, or Reformed Bible Church of Alameda. In 1988, it probably took a couple of years because he tried to find. And I remember we tried to find a pastor who would be willing to come. Because already then he was beginning to question the three forms of unity, the canons of Dort and some of the confessions. And that gave a lot of pastors pause, and they were not willing to align themselves already then with Mr. Camping because, and this was in 87, no, excuse me, this was probably 1989.
And what were the specific reasons that the CRC gave for wanting him to step down from his position as elder back then? This is before the predictions of the end of the world, before the end of the church age teaching. What were the specific reasons they gave that you know of anyway?
I don't know specifically. I wasn't in those meetings with the
okay.
three.
Harold Camping, from my memory, has always been an anomaly amongst Reform people because he always struck me, as long as I was aware of him, and I have met him on several occasions at conferences, but he was an anomaly in that he seemed to be anti-confessional in a very confessional in very confessional circles of fellowship, if you will. I remember him clearly wearing the button, the Bible alone or the Bible only. And of course, we who are Reformed, as I know you would agree, we are staunch adherents to the Reformation pillar, Sola Scriptura. But that does not mean that we only read our Bibles and never glean from the wisdom and brilliance of other Christians, not only from our own day, but from centuries past. And that would include the confessions, which are really summaries of biblical teaching. He always struck me as a bit out of step because of what appeared to be an anti-confessionalism. Was I correct in assuming that?
I don't know Mr. Camping's heart. I do know that his personality was such that, you know, when he was thinking, you know, as he ran his business, he was trying to decide, well, what do I do with my life? And he thought about going to seminary. So he said, rather than go to seminary, I'm just going to teach myself. And he began to go. There was at Berkeley on an adjunct campus, there was I can't remember the name of it, but there was a seminary there, a school of theology that was connected to UC Berkeley. And he began to go, you know, they had a pretty extensive library, and he began, you know, he got permission and went there and started studying some of the confessional, you know, confessions as well as some of the historical things. But Mr. Camping himself, I don't know him well enough to know what prompted him to begin to question the synodical or the confessions, other than he just felt that the Bible would had to be supreme, and some of the confessions I think he felt became more important to denominations than the actual Bible itself.
Right. Well, of course, human beings being sinners can fall into that category, but as I remember, he would very frequently broad brush the entire church with charges. But first of all, let me also say in my own life that family radio has been an enormous blessing to me. Back in my early days of salvation, especially in the 80s, I was saved in the mid-1980s. And as Richard Homeris will testify, I frequently mailed in tapes. Yes, there were things before CDs or MP3s, or I used to mail in the old-fashioned cassette tapes for conference echoes. And there came a point where every single tape I would mail in was eventually played. They grew to trust my judgment over there. And a lot of folks were heard quite frequently. My own pastor at the time, Mike Gadosh, who was pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Amityville, and then later Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Long Island in Merrick, and Pastor Bill Shishko, who became a frequently heard voice on family radio, the pastor for many years at the Orthodox Presbyterian Church of Franklin Square, Long Island, New York, my friend Dr. James White, and many other men that I had fell in love with what they preached and sent the recordings in. In fact, Richard Homeris and Bobby Hamlin, who were working for Family Radio. I understand at least Richard is still there. Perhaps Bobby too. I don't know. But I remember they called me up and they wanted to interview me in New York City because I was working at the time for WMCA 570 AM, a part of the Salem Media Network. And they interviewed me in Manhattan. It might have been Central Park. I can't remember exactly. But I just had a love for Family Radio. And then, of course, things started to unravel, just as you had stated in your brief history of the rise and downfall, theologically, of Family Radio. One thing before I go to the major aspects that were the most serious departures from biblical orthodoxy embraced by Mr. Camping that we should highlight today. One of the things I was curious about, and you know, you can speak as freely as you care to on this, but when Mr. Camping was going through these transformations for the worse, what were the people working there thinking? I mean, was everybody following him in lockstep, thinking that he must be right because he is so wise and biblically literate or something? Or was there rebellion against him? And of course, this would have been rebellion in a rightful sense, people just trying to stand for biblical truth. Tell us about that situation, what was going on, as much as you can, anyway.
When I arrived in the late 80s, I used to talk about the two camps of Family Radio. I called them the Hatfields and McCoys. Yeah. You had, you know, the small, it would be surprising, you'd think that everybody at Family Radio would be aligned completely and everyone in agreement, but that wasn't true at all. In fact, even today, there's a mixture of people here at Family Radio, and yet, back in the 90s, the 2000s, there definitely were two camps, and especially leading up to 2011. The people that remained at Family Radio were there for their own reasons. I can't look into anyone's heart, know what they, why. But basically, people were there because they believed in the mission of Family Radio, getting the gospel, presenting the gospel, and they just put up with Mr. Camping because, one, for fear of reprisal or fear that he would, you know, who knows. But
you could lose your career.
Well, it could be. I mean, and many people had been there for years and years. One of the things that, you know, was so sad and what had happened is that there were people at Family Radio for 50 years who were affected as a result of all this.
Yeah, now, as I mentioned to you before, back in the early 90s, Art Thompson, who was the general manager of WFRS Family Radio in New Jersey, he requested that I come from Long Island for a job interview. This is while I was working for WMCA 570 AM Salem Media. He asked me to come in for an interview because he knew of my experience in radio. And the day that I came in, he was at the Japanese restaurant with me, treating me to lunch before our interview, and he apologized that he had been fired that morning because he was in open opposition to the 1994 prediction of the end of the world.
Yeah, I don't know the, you know, you had mentioned that, and I don't know all the specifics, but I don't think that was unusual. I am surprised that Mr. Camping would. Mr. Camping generally wouldn't fire people. What he would do is basically just not, you know, I just wouldn't include you. I mean, and there was this at Family Radio, what was called the inner circle. And people that were in that camp were very loyal. But nevertheless, that's the past. All of that we have learned from the past. And we realize, look, this is no longer the direction of Family Radio. The Lord took Mr. Camping, you know, back in December of 2013, and since that time, since 2014, Family Radio has been on a completely different mission. In fact, our mission statement in, you know, Family Radio is no longer has anything to do with the teachings, the doctrines of Mr. Camping, and basically, listen, I do want to humbly apologize to those who are listening here. who were affected by family radio. And you can imagine in my position, you know, it's like the devastation that has occurred, that did occur. If you can imagine waking up on May 22nd, 2011, and realizing, wow, what did we just do? What did we just do? And yet, family radio can learn, and we have learned from that experience. God in his mercy has transformed this organization. We are no longer advocating any of that, and rather what we do hold on to. And I was talking about this earlier today with Scott and Pastor Joe. You know, when a surgeon goes in and performs brain surgery on a person, especially if a tumor is in a very sensitive area, he goes in there very carefully and tries to excise the cancer without destroying or killing the patient and without destroying healthy tissue. Family radio has been doing that the last 7 years. We've been trying to extract the false teaching while at the same time keeping intact family radio's core beliefs in the Bible, beliefs in salvation by grace, all of these things, keeping our core music, what we stand for, why we do what we do. Why is family radio here? We are here to comfort the saints and to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only reason we're here. We're not here to defend. I cannot defend Mr. Camping. I will not. But rather, it's time now to let it go. Let go, apologize, repent, turn away from what we did, acknowledging, look it, we did. We made a mess. We made a mess of things. We caused deep schism in the church. And I see that. And it affected my family. I have 4 small children, and it affected them. It affected my wife. It affected me personally. As you can imagine, waking up and realizing that I had devoted my life to something that was false. I never intended that. I came to work to Family Radio for this ministry because I believed in the need of the gospel and for people to hear the word of God. And now we got so far away from that, it's time now to get back, to go back to that and let go of the past.
Amen.
And strive forward.
Amen. Well, it is such a blessing to hear you say those words. And we have to go to our very first break right now. If anybody would like to join us with a question of your own, and we already do have some people waiting, and I ask you to be patient with us as we will try to get to all of the questions that come in as time will allow. But if you have a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away, God willing. We'll be right back with Tom Evans and more on the transformation of family radio.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church, NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Hi, Bill Johnson here. I'm executive director of John MacArthur's media ministry, Grace to You. And I'm also an occasional guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So I'm delighted that my friend Chris Arnzen and I will be heading down to Atlanta for the G3 conference, where I'll be joining James White, Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, Mark Dever, Conrad Mbewe, Todd Friel, Josh Bice, and a host of other speakers to address the topic, a biblical understanding of missions. Chris Arnzen and I hope to see you all at this very important conference. From January 17th through the 19th, make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron exhibitors booth to say hi to Chris. For more details, go to g3conference.com. That's g3conference.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, inviting you to tune in to A Visit to the Pastor's Study every Saturday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time on WLIE Radio, www.wlie540am.com. We bring biblically faithful pastoral ministry to you, and we invite you to visit the pastor's study by calling in with your questions. Our time will be lively, useful, and I assure you, never dull. Join us this Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time for a visit to the pastor's study, because everyone needs a pastor.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent, biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Dalcor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on firstloveradio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about firstloveradio.org.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget to continue to pray for Mike Gadosh, the founder of Solid Ground Christian Books. He entered the hospital today for surgery prep and is scheduled to go into surgery the first thing tomorrow morning. This is a very serious, very delicate, very complicated, and very dangerous open heart surgery. Not every heart surgeon is familiar or has expertise in this particular procedure that needs to be done. So please pray for Mike Gadosh. He means the world to me. He was my pastor for a number of years, especially during my formative years as a Christian. He was the one that baptized me. He was so instrumental in being my mentor and training me up in the faith. And he was a frequently heard voice on family radio, the old family radio prior to 1994. His voice was very often heard on the Conference Echoes program, which was later renamed Echoes. And I just ask of you to pray for him. Pray that we hear wonderful praise reports very soon, that he has had a very successful surgery and that he is going to be a stronger and healthier man physically than he has been in years. And even more so, a stronger and healthier man spiritually as a result of this trial that our loving and merciful and gracious Lord has placed him in. So please continue to pray for Mike Gaidosh, founder of solid-ground-books.com. We are now back with our interview with Tom Evans, the president and general manager of Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated. And if you have any questions of your own, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. Tom, I would like to hear from you what you believe were the primary and most serious aberrant teachings that Mr. Camping developed. I know that he had predicted the end of the world, as we already were discussing, and he became a preacher of the false teaching that the church had become the enemy of Christ and that Christ had become the enemy of the church. The end of the church age had already begun, as if there were such a thing. In fact, I don't know if you even realize this, Tom, but I urged James White, Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, years ago, back in the early 2000s, to write a book on this, which he did. And I actually named the book. Gave the book its title, I should say, Dangerous Airwaves, Harold Camping Refuted and Christ Church Defended. And actually, being an art major, I did the cover artwork for that book by Dr. James R. White. And Mr. Camping agreed to conduct a debate with Dr. James R. White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when we were broadcasting out of Long Island, New York. And that was a four-day event because in addition to the 2 days they were debating, I had them each on alone as guests so that they could articulate their views before the debate. And one thing that I was quite pleasantly surprised about is that Harold Camping actually told me, even though he disagreed with James White's conclusions in Dangerous Airwaves, he actually told me on the phone that he thought James did a great job. I still don't fully understand that, but he was not at all derogatory in his remarks against the book Dangerous Airwaves that James wrote. But so let's move on to some of the other primary teachings that Mr. Camping began to highlight towards the end of his ministry, even teachings that he himself vociferously opposed at one time. I know that listening to Open Forum, the most recognizable program that identified with Harold Camping, the live show that he did where he took any questions that listeners had, I can even remember Seventh-day Adventists frequently calling in and challenging him on his views of eternal conscious punishment. And then he eventually came to deny those teachings himself and became a believer in annihilation. But if you could, tell us about some of these primary teachings where he went far from the biblical mark.
Wow, that's a big topic. Where do you start in something like that? Yeah, Mr. Camping, when I first met him, he had a unique, already then in the 80s, he believed in the deeper spiritual meaning in the Bible. Mr. Camping believed in the three levels of meaning, the historical, grammatical, and then the deeper spiritual meaning. Mr. Camping began to teach early on about how numbers in the Bible can represent specific things, doctrinal issues, spiritual meanings, and have meaning in and of themselves. And so he began to assemble this together, and it really was Mr. Camping created a biblical structure, and that, you know, the with specifically around the end of the church age, something that for those who are listening who are still avid supporters of Mr. Camping. One of the things that I don't think a lot of people who supported Mr. Camping understand is that if they still believe in the end of the church age, they must believe that we're at the end of the world, because one of the core teachings of the end of the church age is that Christ, it is the beginning point of the end of the world, God's final judgment. That's really what kind of got me. You know, after Mr. Camping's passing, I began to look very carefully at the core of what the basis of what Mr. Camping believed. I don't want to get off too far on this, other than to say that in my own personal study, I realized that there were several presuppositions that Mr. Camping made that are not supportable. And so what he did basically is Mr. Camping established private interpretation. When he had a stroke in June of 2011, all of that teaching, all of that knowledge went away. No one else had that, possessed that. So basically, the doctrines that Mr. Camping taught, the end of the church age, the timeline of history, all of that pretty much went with Mr. Camping's memory when he lost it. So now, that helped me personally to come to grips with the fact that this is private interpretation.
Wow, you're teaching me something about his personal history that I never knew before.
Yeah, he, Mr. Camping kept saying, the fact is, he would say that repeatedly. He believed it himself. Mr. Camping, being with him, the way I spent a lot of time with him, he genuinely believed that the world would end and that Christ would come for his church on May 21, 2011. So it wasn't an act. It wasn't a publicity stunt. But one of the things that I recall on May 23rd, the following Monday, after the prediction came and went, Mr. Camping had a press conference. I was there with him in that room, and one of the things that struck me was Mr. Camping was, though he was shell-shocked, though he was, you could see, visibly drained, he was as stalwart and as defiant as ever. Nothing changed in him. He thought, well, we made a mistake, yes. But then he shifted and talked about, May 21 being a silent judgment or a silent coming of Christ. And that did it for me. I began to think there's something wrong here.
Yeah, that sounds like Jehovah's Witness teaching.
Well, I mean, I don't know Jehovah's Witnesses very well, but yes, there was a lot more, increasingly more and more, Mr. Camping isolated himself, isolated family radio. He was not open to hearing anything, anyone, any other idea outside of his own. He did surround himself with a cadre of people who did encourage him. In fact, found scriptures that would help to shore up what he believed. But sometime in June, I forget the date, he had a major stroke. And that was it. All of that came crashing down. And then the Lord took him in December of 2013. But one of the things I want to mention about Mr. Camping, in my private conversations with him after, one of the things he did say to me privately is, Tom, I'm grateful for God's forgiveness.
Wow.
So I do not know where he stood with the Lord, but I do know that he cared deeply about God's forgiveness and God's grace. And I think that's a lesson that we all can learn here.
Yeah, well, praise God.
Yeah. That's one thing it kept me going. All of us going is, God has been faithful. God has been faithful. We are not, but God is faithful. And that's a powerful lesson, a needful lesson that we all need to come to grips and learn. God's faithfulness. I want people to know about this God. I want for them to meet him through the pages of Scripture. That is why We've stopped being the guardian of truth or the, you know, family radio became a denomination all of its own. We're no longer that. The Bible is God's word. It is, and God is the teacher. We look to God provides. I want to just make mention of something. I want to apologize to the pastors that may be listening now and may come to hear about family radio, and I want to apologize to you personally. I'm very sorry for what, in my part, I can't apologize for Mr. Camping, but I can apologize as the president of Family Stations that we were wrong to you. And I want you to know that I personally am very sorry for the way that we actually despised the body of Christ. And we had no business doing that. So to you pastors that who may be listening, please forgive me and forgive Family Radio.
Amen. Well, I just want to retrace some of the things that you said about his aberrant teachings, because I do think this is important, especially for those who are still clinging to them, and also for those who are completely unfamiliar with Harold Camping. There are people who have been raised in the church and are now young adults who none of their Christian experience involves family radio, because family radio theologically collapsed before they can even remember thinking. going back to the allegorical or spiritual interpretations of Scripture, obviously every Christian believes that there are many teachings in the Bible, many words in the Bible, phrases in the Bible that are meant either to be viewed allegorically or spiritually, or that they have both a literal and allegorical meaning. Obviously, we would all be Roman Catholic if we believed that at the Lord's Supper, Jesus was actually teaching his disciples that they were eating his literal flesh and drinking his literal blood. But it's really that Harold Camping went hyper-allegorical with these things, hyper-spiritual, and began performing eisegesis, inserting things in the Bible that were they're never intended to be there by the authors who wrote words that were God-breathed. And the numerology and all these were things that he was coming up with without any historical precedent and without even basis in the original languages of the Bible. Isn't that really more what you meant about his errors in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, we know that, you know, I certainly have come to learn and believe that in order to truly understand the Bible, you must be born again. And that, you know, you must have the presence of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you individually to really come to understand the Bible. One of the things that Mr. Camping did was he created his own hermeneutic. And by utilizing the spiritual meanings that he, as he established them, you could, anyone could unlock the mysteries of the Bible. And unfortunately, what that did was it like you said, it created a lot of aberrant. Anyone can pretty much ascribe any meaning they want to the Bible then. So he departed from the traditional historical grammatical hermeneutic and went completely in the direction that the Bible interprets itself, and that we can, by utilizing, implementing, putting in place certain spiritual meanings, you can find the true meaning of the Bible. But I think where he went astray is that he began to more. You can see this. You can begin to see when somebody isolates themselves, when they are not surrounded by. You know, we read in there's a multitude of counselors there in safety. Even that, Mr. Camping interpreted and said, no, that doesn't mean the counselors are not fellow believers or fellow, you know, pastors or teachers, but rather it's the scriptures themselves. That, you know, so he isolated himself, became his own and believed himself to be the Moses of his day.
Yeah, that's a very key thing there. God, I happen to be Reformed, a Reformed Baptist to be more specific, believe that the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith is an accurate summary of the Scriptures. Obviously, the Scriptures have no equal. The Scriptures are God-breathed. No confession or creed is God-breathed. But I believe that the confessions of the Reformed faith accurately teach that the Bible has designed for the church a plurality of elders. And I think it would be foolish, even though Family Radio is not a church or was not a church, never will be a church, it would be wise for not only Family Radio, but every Christian, even in business, to understand that God's wisdom is what produced the concept, the polity of the plurality of elders. And I think that when one man sets himself up as the sole ruler in a church, or a ruler that is far superior to all others, even if he doesn't say it in those words or doesn't have it written down that way, but basically acts that way and expects everybody to treat him that way, you are setting yourself up for catastrophe. And I think that that's exactly what happened here with Family Radio and Harold Camping.
I want to make some. Yeah, I agree with you, Chris. I think I want to make something clear here. Family Radio does not endorse that at all. I am not a theologian. I'm not trying to carry on Mr. Camping's mantle. I came to, you know, God led me to that conviction many years ago. I am not Harold Camping, you know, Junior. So Family Radio, as far as I'm concerned, Family Radio has no right to present itself as any kind of authority. I'm not a theologian. I have no training in that. Family Radio's purpose, really, today, all we really are here for is to present the Bible. And we do that. I mean, you look at some of our programming. We have a program recently, probably the last 2 years, that's called Through the Bible in a Year. All it is every day, there are from January 1 to December 31st, we go through the Bible. And so if someone wants to jump on and listen to Family Radio and hear the Bible every day and wants to commit themselves to hearing the Bible in a year, they can do so. So the Bible itself, Family Radio, all we're here for is to produce the Bible, to declare the Bible. All right, but that's why we have reacquainted ourselves with pastors, teachers, ministries that are faithful to Scripture. A couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, we brought on two new syndicated programs, Alistair Begg's and R.C. Sproul's Renewing Your Mind. We've been very blessed by these. I can't speak enough about these two organizations, Truth for Life and Renewing Your Mind. These groups are faithfully trying to present the gospel, teach the Bible. I've been so impressed by both Alistair's, you know, just his heart, the way that he, his commitment, as well as R.C. Sproul. My only regret with Ligonier is I wish I would have met R.C. Sproul personally. I wish I could have spent some time with that man.
Amen.
God definitely gifted him. And the way that he was able to extract, talk about a theologian.
Amen. And I thank God that I had the providence and privilege and honor to interview Dr. Sproul once, and he wrote a glowing endorsement for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio that has been a prized and cherished and treasured possession of mine, because it absolutely blew me away when his secretary emailed me that endorsement, because she had to do it for him because Dr. Sproul did not use a computer. And so he had it actually typed out on stationery and signed it with a pen. And she scanned it and emailed it to me. But I just treasure that. And I did have the opportunity, thanks be to God, to meet him face-to-face as well on several occasions.
Yeah, I've heard stories about him. about his personality, and but my wife and I listen pretty much because it's on Family Radio in the morning here, 8 o'clock here on the West Coast, as well as Central Time, and then what is it, 9 a.m. Eastern and Mountain. So if you want to be blessed by his ministry, I would encourage you to tune in to a local Family Radio. There's a plug there for Family Radio. But I just want to, if I could, Chris, go back to and just talk about, maybe get into Family Radio's position on the local church.
Sure. We'll do that when we come back from our break. This is our elongated break. Just to remind our listeners, we take this very long break in the middle, at least 12 to 14 minutes break, because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, they air this program in a rerun format every day, twice a day, in morning and evening drive. And they require this long break because they air their own public service announcements and commercials to localize the program there in Lake City, Florida. So I ask of you to please be patient while we take this break. I also ask of you to write down your questions for our guest today, Tom Evans, president of Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated. And also to write down the information provided by our advertisers so that you can patronize them, because the more frequently you patronize our advertisers, the longer they are likely to remain our advertisers, which means that the longer we are likely to remain in existence because we rely upon their advertising dollars. So if you have a question for Tom Evans, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's C-H-R-I-S-A-R-N-Z-E-N @gmail.com. Please give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. God willing, we'll be right back after these station breaks with more of Tom Evans and the transformation of Family Radio.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
James White here, co-founder of Alpha and Omega Ministries and occasional guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I'm so delighted that my friend Chris Arnzen will be heading down to Atlanta for the next G3 conference from January 17th through the 19th, 2019, where I'll be joining a very impressive lineup of speakers on the theme, A Biblical Understanding of Missions. Speakers include John Piper, Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Mark Dever, Conrad Mabewe, Phil Johnson, Josh Bice, yours truly, and many more. I hope you all join Chris and me for this phenomenal event. For more details, go to g3conference.com. That's g3conference.com.
Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981. 717-697-1981. Or visit SolidRockRemodeling.com. That's SolidRockRemodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
One sure way all Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners can help keep my show on the air is to support my advertisers. I know you all use batteries every day, so I'm urging you all from now on to exclusively use BatteryDepot.com for all your battery needs. At BatteryDepot.com, they're changing the status quo. They're flipping the script. They're sticking it to the man. In other words, they'd like to change the battery industry for good by providing an extensive inventory of top-of-the-line batteries that are uniformly new, dependable, and affordable. Ordering from BatteryDepot.com ensures you'll always get fresh out-of-the-box batteries you can count on to work properly at competitive prices. Whether you need batteries for cordless phones, cell phones, radios, PCs, laptops, tablets, baby monitors, hearing aids, smoke detectors, credit card readers, digital cameras, electronic cigarettes, GPSs, MP3 players, watches, or nearly anything else you own that needs batteries, go to BatteryDepot.com. Next day shipping available. All products protected by 30-day guarantees and 6-month warranties. Call 866-403-3768. That's 866-403-3768. Or go to BatteryDepot.com. That's BatteryDepot.com.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Tired of box store Christianity, of doing church in a warehouse with all the trappings of a rock concert? Do you long for a more traditional and reverent style of worship? And how about the preaching? Perhaps you've begun to think that in-depth biblical exposition has vanished from Long Island. Well, there's good news. Wading River Baptist Church exists to provide believers with a meaningful and reverent worship experience, featuring the systematic exposition of God's Word. And this loving congregation looks forward to meeting you. Call them at 631-929-3512 for service times, 631-929-3512, or check out their website at wrbc.us. That's wrbc.us.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. The New American Standard Bible is perfect for daily reading or in-depth study. Used by pastors, scholars, and everyday readers, the NASB is widely embraced and trusted as a literal and readable Bible translation. The NASB offers clarity and readability while maintaining high accuracy to the original languages, which the NASB is known for. The NASB is available in many editions, like a topical reference Bible. Researched and prepared by biblical scholars devoted to accuracy, the new topical reference Bible includes contemporary topics relevant to today's issues. From compact to giant print Bibles, find an NASB that fits your needs very affordably at nasbible.com. Whichever edition you choose, trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent, biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Delcor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on FirstLoveRadio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about FirstLoveRadio.org.
Hi. I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And you can also call cvbbs.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time with your order. And they have a toll-free number for you to make life easier for you. It's 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231. When you order $50 or more, and you mention Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, you will receive absolutely free of charge the book by Stuart Scott, From Pride to Humility. That actually involves a lot of what we're talking about today. And you'll also receive free shipping on your order of $50 or more when you mention Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We just have a couple of more announcements to give you before we return to Tom Evans of Family Radio. First of which is the event that I have helped to organize in Switzerland, Florida, coming up very soon. This is the event at the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary in Jacksonville, Florida, which is right near Switzerland. The Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary has a Jacksonville campus, and they are having an event with my friend Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and Dr. Michael L. Brown of the Line of Fire radio program. That is going to be titled, or is titled, A House Mended, Christian Unity in a Culture of Outrage. That's Friday night, September 7th, 6:30, at the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary in Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, you can go to one of the churches sponsoring this event, SwitzerlandCommunityChurch.org, SwitzerlandCommunityChurch.org. The following night, Saturday, September 8th, there's going to be a debate actually held at the Switzerland Community Church. This is a debate that once again involves my friend Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and Michael L. Brown of the Line of Fire program. They are going to be debating two practicing homosexuals that believe that this is an acceptable desire and behavior amongst Christians, that God is not opposed to this in the new covenant. And the theme of the debate is homosexuality consistent with New Testament obedience? A very important debate in the 21st century, especially when this sin has run rampant in this nation. If you would like more details on this debate, which is also free of charge, go to SwitzerlandCommunityChurch.org, SwitzerlandCommunityChurch.org. That's Saturday, September 8th at 6:30 p.m. Then coming up in November, we just mentioned earlier the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Well, they are having their annual Quakertown Conference on Reformed Theology. That's November 9th and the 10th at the Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. I intend to be there with an Iron Sharpens Iron exhibitors booth. The theme is the glory of the cross, and the speakers include David Garner, Ray Ortland, Richard Phillips, Timothy Gibson, and Carlton Wynn. If you'd like more details, go to AllianceNet.org, AllianceNet.org, click on events, and then scroll down to the Quakertown Conference on Reformed Theology. And then coming up in January, you've been hearing it advertised every day for quite a while here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's the G3 Conference, which stands for Gospel, Grace, and Glory, which will be held Thursday, January 17th through Saturday, January 19th at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. They are expecting between 4,000 and 5,000 people. The theme this January is the mission of God, a biblical understanding of missions. And by the way, if you know Spanish-speaking and bilingual folks, they are having a special Spanish-speaking edition of the conference on Wednesday, January 16th. But for the English-speaking conference, they have a long list of speakers, amazing speakers that I'm sure most of you will immediately recognize. The list includes my friend Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, Paul Washer, John Piper, Stephen Lawson, Vody Baucom, Mark Dever, Conrad M. Bayway, Tim Challies, Phil Johnson of John MacArthur's Grace to You Ministry. We have Todd Friel of Wretched TV and Wretched Radio. Stephen J. Nichols, who is the president of Reformation Bible College, the college founded by the late Dr. R.C. Sproul and Ligonier Ministries. And many more are on that roster. If you'd like to register, go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com. And also, I would strongly urge you to register for an exhibitor's booth, in addition to just attending, if you have a business or ministry that you want to publicize amongst the crowd of between 4,000 and 5,000 people there. Go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com. Last but not least, if you love this program, you don't want it to disappear, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. And you could donate instantly with a debit or credit card to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We need your donations and your advertising dollars in order to survive. If you'd like to advertise with us, send us an email and put advertising in the subject line and send that to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Please never siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never put your family in financial jeopardy in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of God, providing for church and home. Providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of God, but if you love the show and you don't want it to disappear and you're financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, then please donate to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio as much as you can and as frequently as you can. I go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, and then click to donate now. And you can also send in a check via the old-fashioned way when the snail mail address appears on your screen by clicking support at ironsharpensironradio.com. But now we are taking emails again for our guest today, Tom Evans, the president of Family Radio. chrisarnson@gmail.com is the email address. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And just one other thing I'd like to bring up before we go on to the positive direction of Family Radio and its very high view of the church that they have reclaimed, for lack of a better term. When I interviewed Mr. Camping back in the early 2000s, or perhaps even somewhere in the neighborhood of 2010 or 11. Mr. Camping, when I mentioned that in the book of Revelation, we see that those from out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation will be worshiping the Lamb. And I said to him, since you believe the end of the world is just around the corner, how could that be true since there are still, in our modern day, tribes and tongues and peoples that have not been evangelized? There are still on this planet people groups that have not yet heard the gospel. I said, how could this be a true picture of the church from every tribe and tongue and people and nation if the world is going to end any day now? And his answer to me shocked me because I did not know this before speaking to him on the air. He said, you do not need to believe in Jesus to be saved. He said, the old covenant saints did not believe in Jesus. You just need to cry out to God. Just cry out to God. That was something that stopped me in my tracks. I had never heard him say that before, that you did not need to believe in Jesus as long as you cry out to God. I'm assuming this would be one of those very serious aberrations that you are departing from or have departed from completely.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend that, nor am I going to get into that. I wasn't there, but certainly we don't believe that. We're family stations. The Lord Jesus Christ is everything, and without him, there is no salvation. So contextually, I don't know why Mr. Camping said it other than so I don't even want to talk about that. Other than, Chris, I just think that we all know, neither is there salvation in any other, and there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So the Lord Jesus is everything, and no, Family Stations doesn't advocate that at all.
Well, praise God for that. And I'm assuming he meant by that in some inclusivistic way that Jesus Christ does save you, but you don't need to know that. I'm assuming that's what he meant by that. For now, before we go to some listener questions, move on to some of the very positive and history-making information that you care to share about how Family Radio is being transformed and returning to some very core biblical teachings, including the very high view, the very biblical view of the Church of Jesus Christ, the local Church of Jesus Christ?
Sure. For me, one of the transition points was in my own study of places like 1 Corinthians 12 and Ephesians 4. In there, God speaks about the body of Christ being many members. And then in Ephesians chapter 4, he talks about pastors, evangelists, teachers, being in the body for the sake of the God's people, and so that individual believers wouldn't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. So Family Radio is a case in point that we can be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine when there are not pastors, teachers, evangelists who God has raised up, and that who God has put in place. You know, as we read in Ephesians chapter 4, he does say, if I can find it here, in verse 11 of Ephesians 4, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The signal change at Family Radio is we want to edify the body of Christ, not sit here and poke and condemn the body of Christ. We are no longer, I mean, the foot can't say, the eye can't say to the foot, I have no need of you. And Family Radio, I'm sorry. I regret. We were guilty of that. We were guilty of saying to the other parts of the body of Christ, we don't need you anymore. We know the truth. We got it. Thank you very much. And leave us alone and let us, you know, the end of the world's coming. But we no longer teach that. We no longer believe that. We understand that the church itself does need to be edified, and that the church, the body of Christ, is fitly joined together and interdependent. And just as we depend on Christ Jesus, the individual members of the body depend on one another, and God has brought us together. Wow, the body of Christ, what an amazing thing that it is. And now God fitly joins each piece together and gives the member parts different talents and abilities. We should celebrate that. We should rejoice in that. We should seek to encourage one another, edify one another, build one another up, rather than the contrary. So Family Station, Family Radio, no longer, absolutely no longer, condemns the local congregation, nor do we sit here and say that we know the truth and we alone.
Praise God. And I remember you mentioning before that you no longer identify yourselves as the arbiters of truth or the defenders of truth. I think the key word there would be the, because you obviously want to be a defender of truth, just not consider yourselves to be the, capital T-H-E, defender of truth.
Right, Chris. Remember I said I use the analogy of a surgeon going in and excising cancer, but not trying to harm the healthy tissue surrounding it. That's what we're trying to do. As we go forward at Family Radio, we're trying to take we have an incredible opportunity here to really build upon the truths of the Bible and to focus on the things that remain, the truth of the gospel, that we are saved by grace through faith, that is the gift of God. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we trust that. We want to let the Bible go, proclaim it openly, and get out of the way and stop trying to manipulate it. But that doesn't mean that we lay down and say, well, we're open to any and every doctrine either.
Of course.
We want to stay consistent. We want to align ourselves with ministries, partners, pastors who genuinely embrace the true gospel, the gospel of salvation by grace. And that we are doing wholeheartedly. In fact, I want to mention that last Sunday we aired Dr. James Boyce on Family Radio. First time for, I don't know when the last time he was on the air at Family Radio, but I do recall in the late 90s, Dr. Boyce was a regular on Family Radio. But now we rejoice that last Sunday, the last Lord Day that we, Dr. Boyce was again heard on Family Radio.
Well, you should be very pleased to know that I just received an email from Robert Brady, the executive director of the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals, and he is so excited that the Bible Study Hour and Dr. Barnhouse and John MacArthur and Alistair Begg and R.C. Sproul are returning to the Family Radio Network. He just wanted to share his enthusiasm and excitement and his thanks to God and also his congratulations to you for this wonderful news.
Chris, I thank you, but I want to make one, just one thing you said. We have not, grace to you is not, but we, okay, but no. Great. We are talking to them.
Okay, well, that's okay. Yeah. It just hasn't been finalized yet, you're saying?
No.
Okay, well, that's what Bob Brady said, but I guess he was jumping the gun there a bit. We have a couple of listeners, a number of listeners, actually, with questions. We have Daniel in Pearland, Texas, who asks, why was nothing done to stop Mr. Camping when they could have pulled the plug on him? We have wonderful friends who still have not returned back to the church. That's Daniel in Pearland, Texas.
Wow. Basically because there was not anyone capable of stopping him.
I mean, he was the in the highest level of authority there at the station.
Mr. Camping?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed. He was he ran the show. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything more other than there was not anyone within leadership capable of doing that.
Right. Well, thank you, Daniel. And by the way, since you are a first-time questioner, you have won a free New American Standard Bible. And if you give us your full mailing address in Pearland, Texas, our sponsors, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, will ship that out to you at no charge to you or to us. And we thank the publishers of the New American Standard Bible for providing us with these Bibles for first-time questioners. We have another first-time questioner, Lawrence in Lafayette, California, who says, if Family Radio has truly repented, why is Harold Camping still on the air? They still have him in a slot, one of those old teachings. It's a little bit grammatically off, but I think we understand what he's saying. If you could respond to Lawrence in Lafayette, California.
I'd be glad to. Look at anyone who's listened to Family Radio over the course of the last 5 years, following May, 2011, Mr. Camping was on the air, at least 5.5 hours a day. Today he's on a half an hour. We're trying to make incremental change, trying not to, we're definitely making changes in that. And yes, one might ask, well, why do you still have Mr. Camping? Well, the only thing I can say about that is, one, we're trying to cull all of his archives. We're trying to slowly make change. Since I became the president, I've tried to make slow but pronounced, definite change, and we're a work in progress. And we are indeed editing his programs. We're culling them down. We're not including any of the real aberrant doctrines that he had, that he held before, but rather trying to stick with the core of the Bible, salvation by grace. Rome was not built in a day. So we're just trying to do this slowly, faithfully, find our way. And depending on God, looking to him to give us wisdom how we can do this without completely destroying those listeners. And I want to get back to this gentleman who asked a question from Texas. And I want to just take opportunity to talk to or to apologize to those who, listeners, those who were affected by Mr. Camping and his in this teaching. There, you know, I heard about a documentary that was done, and there was a couple, and this couple, the wife was pregnant, and she and her husband were, before May 21, were passing out tracts. And when I think of that couple,
that's okay, brother. Take your time. Take your time, brother.
I think about my 3-year-old daughter. So let me apologize to you. And if you're listening or if you hear Family Radio today, this couple, I pray you'd forgive us.
Amen.
And I pray that you would pray and look to the scriptures, and you will find the truth.
Amen. Praise God for the repentance he has given you and the staff of Family Radio. And we are going to a final break. It's a much briefer break, a much more brief break than the one that you just heard. So if you have any questions, I would send them in now or forever hold your peace, because we are rapidly running out of time. That's a little tongue-in-cheek there. Of course, there will be, God willing, other opportunities when we have Tom Evans and other folks from Family Radio return as guests. But as far as today is concerned, if you want a question asked, please send it in to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And always, please give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. We'll be right back with Tom Evans with the conclusion of our program today on the transformation of Family Radio.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church, NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, here to tell you about an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World at no charge for 90 days and get a free copy of R.C. Sproul's book, Relationship Between Church and State. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. Simply visit wmg.org/ironsharpens to get your World trial and Dr. Sproul's book all free. No obligation, with no credit card required. Visit World News Group at wmg.org/ironsharpens today.
Got to tell you, for my money, Chris Arnson's radio program is just the best.
Iron. Criticizing Iron.
I think that's what it's called. This is Todd Friel of Wretched Radio and TV with Phil Johnson of Grace to You, inviting everybody to come to the G3 conference, which is almost instantly become one of the best conferences in the country.
And it is. It's a great conference. I love it. And Chris Arnzen was there last year. He's been there, I think, every year. It's great to see him there. You and I actually did some recordings in the lobby at that place, which is a highlight.
So tons of stuff going on,
yeah.
Tons of great speakers, and no matter where you are in the building, you will hear Chris Arnzen's laugh. And that's worth the price of admission alone. If you would like to join Phil, me, Chris, and a cavalcade of great preachers, so it should be a cavalcade of great preachers, and me, g3conference.com, g3conference.com.
Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Hi, I'm Mark Lukens, pastor of Providence Baptist Church. We are a Reformed Baptist church, and we hold to the London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1689. We are in Norfolk, Massachusetts. We strive to reflect Paul's mindset to be much more concerned with how God views what we say and what we do than how men view these things. That's not the best recipe for popularity, but since that wasn't the apostles' priority, it must not be ours either. We believe, by God's grace, that we are called to demonstrate love and compassion to our fellow man, and to be vessels of Christ's mercy to a lost and hurting community around us, and to build up the body of Christ in truth and love. If you live near Norfolk, Massachusetts, or plan to visit our area, please come and join us for worship and fellowship. You can call us at 508-528-5750, that's 508-528-5750, or go to our website to email us, listen to past sermons, worship songs, or watch our TV program entitled Resting in Grace. You can find us at providencebaptistchurchma.org, that's providencebaptistchurchma.org, or even on sermonaudio.com. Providence Baptist Church is delighted to sponsor Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is sponsored by Harvey Cedars, a year-round Bible conference and retreat center nestled on the Jersey Shore. Harvey Cedars offers a wide range of accommodations to suit groups up to 400. For generations, Christians have enjoyed gathering and growing at Harvey Cedars. Each year, thousands of high school and college students come and learn more about God's Word. An additional 9,000 come annually to Harvey Cedars as families, couples, singles, men, women, pastors, seniors, and missionaries. 90 miles from New York City, 70 miles from Philly, and 95 miles from Wilmington, and easily accessible, scores of notable Christian groups frequently plan conferences at Harvey Cedars, like the Navigators, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Campus Crusade, and the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Find Harvey Cedars on Facebook or at hcbible.org, hcbible.org. Call 609-494-5689, 609-494-5689. Harvey Cedars, where Christ finds people and changes lives.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Mike Gallagher, financial consultant, at 717-254-6433. Again, 717-254-6433.
Faith, finances, and generosity. That's the Thrivent story.
We were made to thrive.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent, biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Del Cor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on firstloveradio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about firstloveradio.org.
And make sure you stick around and listen to Pastor Joe Jackowitz immediately following Iron Sharpens Iron Radio every day, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are now back with our guest, Tom Evans, the president and general manager of Family Radio, Family Stations Incorporated. And if you'd like to join us on the air, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. We have BB in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, who asks, one of my favorite programs that was a part of my steady diet theologically for years on Family Radio was Echoes. Are you planning to return Echoes to the Family Radio lineup, especially since it included great pastors from all over the world?
Great question. Yeah, we are. We're looking at developing a program like that where well-known Reformed pastors as well as lesser-known Reformed pastors can have a place from which they would have a broader pulpit to preach. And so we've been talking about, I remember fondly the Echoes program. And so, yeah, we as a team are talking about that. To answer your question, Lord willing, we will have and be ready to introduce something like that very soon.
We have an anonymous listener who says, Family Radio was also preaching that no one is being saved now. Is that still what they are teaching? Of course, if you have abandoned his views of the end of the world and things like that, I'm certain that would be one of the things you've abandoned.
Of course. Yeah, no, we don't teach that at all. In fact, one of the passages I think that this person that's asking that question would be good is Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. That was a passage that God used in my own life to kind of open my eyes to the fact that there will be the sowing of seed, which means the proclamation of the gospel, while the earth remains. So anyway, I don't want to get off on that, but I just would have encouraged them that no, Family Radio does not teach that at all.
Well, I'd like you to take some time to, as detailed as you can, because I know some of this you probably don't yet know, but tell us something about what you intend for the future of Family Radio. what you are planning to roll out, as it were, things that are in preparation for the all-new Family Radio, if you will. Tell us about some of these things.
Sure. Yeah, Family Radio, we've assembled a team here who more and more has expertise in radio, and very pleased about that. You know, musically, Family Radio is known for traditional, faithful Christian hymns and, you know, songs and spiritual songs. And Family Radio will continue. If anything else, we're going to refocus on that. We're going to, rather than move away in a more contemporary direction, we're going to refocus our attention on making our music as consistent and as pleasing and as faithful to Scripture as possible. So musically, those who listen to Family Radio will notice over the course of the next few months just a more consistent day parting of music. We have several programs right now that are have been produced over a long time, and so there's a smattering of different kinds of music, different kinds of programming on Family Radio. So we're trying to, just like we did with our new rebranding of Family Radio, we're going to, Family Radio's content, the way we sound, our imaging, all that, top of the hour spot, we're going to refine that. But we're also going to emphasize just smaller vignettes of Scripture throughout the day, reading of Scripture. Here, if you come to Family Radio here in our headquarters in Alameda, we have several scriptures on the wall, but one of them is Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Family Radio's core is just the proclamation without comment, the word of God. So that will continue. We want to make the quality of our program very consistent. We want to use good radio formatic. So we want Family Radio to sound very consistent, whether you're listening in the morning, evening, afternoon. So we're getting ready also to launch two new teaching programs on Sunday, morning and evening worship services by Reformed pastors in the mornings on Sunday, as well as the afternoons. We're excited about that. We're trying to make whatever teaching we have on Family Radio uniform. So we don't have a broad cross-section, you know, where we have Reformed and then Arminian, but rather all of Family Radio's preaching, teaching programs will remain Reformed and salvation by grace. So we're trying to make it consistent. We are grateful to many of our new ministry partners. I just want to make mention that Family Radio recently, a couple of years ago, we became members again of NRB. For those outside the Christian broadcast world, all that means is NRB is the National Religious Broadcasters Association. Family Radio has become a member of that organization, and we want to become a good partner with them. So we're excited about that. They've embraced us, embraced Family Radio, and we're very thankful for the reception they gave us, our team, couple of years ago in Orlando. So we also, you know, we don't sell, you know, Family Radio will remain non-commercial. We operate under the principle that we receive, freely give. So everything that Family Radio does and is will remain free of charge. So if somebody calls us and says, hey, I would like to order whatever we provide, whatever we offer, we do so free of charge. And that includes even our broadcast partners. We do not charge for airtime. And so that's something I think that we will continue, that principle. Family Radio will remain completely listener-supported. We do trust that God will provide as He has provided for us. We're also in the midst here at Family Radio dealing with what we call network revitalization. You know, Family Radio has a pretty broad network. We have several stations that are have been around for many years and has some aging infrastructure. So we're neck deep in network engineering revitalization. So we're excited about that too, so that Fandor radio stations won't go off the air. So we're also, you know, just focusing on trying to be a better partner and, you know, with local churches and pastors. We want to be an encourager. We want to encourage them. We're talking about even having, you know, here at headquarters, inviting pastors to come sit with us, pray with us, and so that we can be mutually encouraging to them. And we also, you know, Family Radio has also been for many, many years, many decades. You know, I don't know if people know the fact that Family Radio broadcast, we used to have a broadcast shortwave facility in Okeechobee, Florida, where we used to broadcast 50 different languages.
Wow.
Bible reading. Though we no longer do that, we still are very missions-minded. We know the gospel is needed overseas as well as it is here domestically. So Family Radio continues to broadcast in Spanish a couple hours a day from Okeechobee, Florida, as well as Mexico City. So we have, you know, missions are indeed part of what we are, part of Family Radio's DNA, and we want to continue that. So we pray that God will open doors for us in there. So we continue to look for ways that we can improve our programming, but we want to embrace those who really a lot of other radio ministries have abandoned, and that is traditional, faithful, reformed, but traditional music. We want to continue in that, and we're also looking at producing some new programs that are just specifically around a specific type of music, choral music or sacred music, and that's yet to be developed. But we're working on that. We have a lot of work to do here, and we would encourage those of you who are listening, who may have listened to Family Radio at one time, but went away because of what we, you know, the direction we went. But now I would encourage you to give us another chance. You know, give us an opportunity to be of comfort to you, to try to seek to edify you, the body of Christ. And you can go to our website. We have an entirely new website, familyradio.org. And you can look and see, we have a station finder feature on our website. So if someone wants to go there and find out where Family Radio is, Family Radio is in their local area. But also we have streaming. So we would welcome you. Come, give us a try. See what we're about.
Amen. In fact, I wanted to ask you something about the fact that when people call in or write in for things, you will send them for free. I was wondering if you could help me out with a late model automobile, perhaps a BMW, burnt orange, preferably. No, I'm only kidding.
Got it. We'll send that to you.
We have Tony in Hayward, California, another first-time questioner. And Tony asks, how many members are at the Family Radio Board of Directors, and how many of them support returning to the faithful doctrine?
I'll say this. The Board of Directors, we are in unison around the mission of proclaiming the gospel. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's fine. And Tom has already said, it's a work in progress. And if you do things too rapidly, they could collapse into an ash heap. So just be patient and be prayerful about Family Radio. And remember, as I have told people, when they may have complaints about things not being immediately the way that they want them to be, I have told them that the addition, once again, of the voices of faithful pastors from around the United States and around the world to even counteract anything that they don't like is an enormous thing. It's an enormous blessing an enormous historical event and transformation in broadcasting. And I'm just asking my listeners to be patient with Family Radio. I have never either worked for or heard a radio network where I agreed with every single person on the station. In fact, if you do, you probably are developing a cult mindset if you agree with everything that somebody is teaching. But I just thought I'd throw my two cents in about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been blessed by, I mentioned this earlier, R.C. Sproul, as well as Alistair. I mean, I'm not going to say any more other than I look forward to getting in my car, my truck. And Chris, like you, I would love to have a new truck, but, you know. I can't wait to tune and listen to Alistair. I mean, he has blessed me as well as R.C. Sproul, as well as, in fact, my wife last Sunday. She said, who is this guy? He's not familiar to me. It was Dr. Boyce. I said, he's on the air now. And she said, I love him. I think he's great. So we're excited. We're thankful. We're praying for God's blessing. Grateful to God that he has, and we're confident that he has more work for this ministry to do. We're grateful for the privilege of having anything to do with his gospel. God is indeed a gracious Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm very happy to hear that Alistair Begg has been added to your lineup, because that is also a reassurance that even though you're exclusively Reformed at Family Radio, you are including Reformed Baptists in the mix.
Yeah, indeed. We're an equal opportunity.
as long as you're Reformed, of course.
Yeah, right.
By the way, Tony in Hayward, California, give us your full mailing address, because you've also won, as a first-time questioner, a free copy of the New American Standard Bible. Well, I want you now, Tom, to have uninterrupted 2 minutes of time to summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners when it comes to Family Radio.
I think one of the things that has struck me throughout this situation, throughout my experience, is watching and seeing and experiencing God's faithfulness. We all deserve, we do not deserve God's mercy, but yet I've seen it day in and day out. I've seen God's faithfulness. He's never left me nor forsaken me personally. I've seen him, how he's had his hand on Family Radio, and I want to all glory to be to him. And if God is going to use Family Radio in any way, to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tom, I can't even tell you in the English language how deeply grateful I am to you for picking, above all radio programs out there, picking Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to make this wonderful announcement to the general public and the general Christian listening audience. It is an honor and privilege and blessing that you have chosen Iron Sharpens Iron to be the vehicle to announce this wonderful news.
Chris, may God bless you and give you grace, and may he continue to use you. Don't grow weary, brother.
Well, I really appreciate it, and I want to thank my friend, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, founder of First Love Radio, First Love Publications, and First Love Missions, and also the pastor of Christ Bible Church in Dublin, California, for helping to arrange this interview with Tom Evans. And Tom, if you could a couple of times repeat the website once again for Family Radio, so our listeners can not only find out how they can listen online, but how they can find local stations that might be nearby where they live.
Sure, be glad to. Family Radio's website is simple, familyradio.org. So that's Family Radio, just one word, or two words connected, familyradio.org. And let me just give our toll-free number as well, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
1-800 1-800-543-1495. So if anyone wants to call us, 1-800-543-1495. And Chris, again, thank you. Pray that God will bless you and the ministry of our Iron Sharpens Iron. May God give you grace and in this day. And I too thank Pastor Joe Jackowitz. He's here with us right now with me. And I just want to thank him for all that he's done.
Amen. Well, once again, I want to thank everybody who participated in this program, especially you, Tom. I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write in. I apologize to any who could not have their questions asked and answered today because of the limited time that we have. But I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.